Thursday, October 30, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shona Kola. Making headlines today. Suspended former chairperson of the African National Congress, Tera Lakota, will not resign from the party he has belonged to for over 30 years. Lakota made this announcement while participating in a debate on South African politics with representatives of other political parties. Lakota said South Africans have to get used to the idea of being free to listen to all political parties. Responding to a comment made previously by ANC President Jacob Zuma, Lakota said that no party has the right to say, "Don't talk to people, they are my voters." Further, Lakota requested that ANC members refrain from disrupting the meetings of his breakaway convention. This call came after scuffles at a meeting in Orange Farm last week. ANC spokesperson Jesse Duarte responded that action would be taken against ANC members disrupting political gatherings. Reaction to ANC dissidents lobbying for a national convention and possibly a new political party has led to concerns about political intolerance in the run-up to the 2009 election. In other African news, today marks the start of elections in Zambia, where a successor to the late President Levi Mwanawasa is being sought. The winner will face a formidable task in matching Mwanawasa's strong record of fiscal discipline and cracking down on corruption. Further, the country faces enormous developmental challenges, with 65% of Zambia's population living on less than a dollar a day. Acting President Rupia Banda has campaigned as someone that can keep Mwanawasa's business-friendly policies going. His main challenger, Michael Sata, leader of the opposition Patriotic Front, portrays himself as a champion of the poor. The vote may be a test of Zambia's commitment to multi-party democracy, restored in 1990 after 18 years of one-party rule under Kenneth Kaunda. Zambia's army chief said on Wednesday that violence would not be tolerated over the election period. The African Union indicated on Wednesday that developed countries are planning to cut aid to the continent, owing to the global financial crisis. While Africa is relatively protected from global turmoil, as African banks are less exposed to credit risk, analysts believe there could be a reduction of aid inflows, as well as foreign direct investment and remittances. Parts of the continent have been hit by drought, and Africa has also felt the effects of high food and fuel prices this year. As a consequence, more than 100 million people have been pushed deeper into poverty, and the situation will get worse with less aid flowing into Africa. The AU has criticized the International Monetary Fund's bailout packages to Hungary and Ukraine, as it believes Africa is competing for the same resources. There is a concern that if an African country experienced a similar difficulty, the IMF would not be in a position to provide the same level of assistance. Also making headlines, the UN renews Cote d'Ivoire's sanctions after a poll delay. Gaddafi visits Russia on an arms and energy drive. And Zuma's visit to IFP territory is questioned. Recent additions to the legislation section of polity.org.za include the Human Sciences Research Council Act and the Local Government Laws Amendment Act. Also available in the legislation section of the site are bills, notices and regulations that can be downloaded as PDF documents. That's a roundup of news-making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit polity.org.za.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.